We continue the conversation with NewsHour Weekend producer Zachary Green, who has a roundup of some of his segments from last year.
Zach, we did a lot of stories about race and equity this year. One of them was you diving back into a debate from 55 years ago. Tell us about it.
Well, this was a debate that took place in 1965 between William F. Buckley, the founder of the National Review, and James Baldwin, the author and essayist and playwright and civil rights activist, among many other things. It was about the idea of whether or not the American dream comes at the expense of Black people in America. And this was a debate that I was kind of slightly obsessed with for the better part of 7 years, I'd say. Last year, somebody published a book about it. His name is Nicholas Bukola. He's a professor of political science. The book is called The Fire is Upon Us.
It just seemed to me just such a dramatic moment and such an important one. These two movements that did so much to define 20th century political history, to have these two figures clashing was just irresistible.
What was really fascinating about it was just seeing the way that the same issues that surround race that we're seeing play out now were the same issues playing out 55 years ago. And when you watch that debate, you can see that even though times have changed, policies have changed, the ways that, you know, we approach race and equity in this country hasn't really changed that much in 55 years.
You also took a trip back to your hometown to see how the Black Lives Matter movement was doing there. Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up in Western Massachusetts in Berkshire County. It is a beautiful place to grow up. It's very rural. It's exactly what you think of when you think of quintessential New England. One thing that happened this year that really caught my attention was that my hometown of Great Barrington, Massachusetts, which is a town of like a few thousand people, had a very well-attended Black Lives Matter demonstration of about 1,000 people. You know, that's a huge chunk of the population to come out and protest in favor of Black Lives Matter. But it also sort of made me think, what does that mean in the context of everything else that goes on there? Because Berkshire County is a very white place, but there has always been a Black population living there. I really wanted to re-examine what it was like for other people who didn't look like me growing up where I grew up.
There's a lot of handed down generational racism or bigotry that like sort of is like the underpinning of the Berkshires. It's strangely enough, like one of the kids I used to have a huge problem with growing up, one of the kids my daughter had a problem with, I came to find out is the son of this dude. No one is born intrinsically racist. You can tell exactly what is going on with parents by how their children act.
One of the other things that, you and I did this year was a product called Briefly, which was a way to try to make sense of those interminably long news briefings about the coronavirus that weren't brief.
Basically, you know, we were sitting watching these briefings, watching our colleagues report on them, and just kind of feeling a little aghast at how these things were playing out. You know, the president has a lot of power. And the bully pulpit is maybe the most powerful tool that he has. And the messaging that we were getting was, it was confusing and maybe at worst disingenuous. We just felt like we had a role to play here to actually watch through these briefings and see what was said in them that could actually be of use to the American people. We kind of subjected ourselves to these hour plus long briefings and then tried to condense them into a watchable format of like, 5 minutes, I think was the shortest one, 15 minutes on the long end, to just say, you know, here's what we watched and here's what we think you really need to know.
We watched so other people wouldn't have to.
That's right. We learned how to say hydroxychloroquine.
And we learned to say it well.
Very well.
And repeatedly. Zach Green, thanks for all your stories. Happy holidays.
You too, Hari. Thanks.